Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Romeo Berti and Jose Beringer, both from AM Best. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
So you've presented on our annual EMEA benchmarking analysis. What were the main takeaways?
We continue to see quite stability in the market. I mean, we've seen some variations in the ratings, but nothing very material. When it comes to the balance sheet strength assessment, I would say that we keep on seeing the divide between the two sub-regions, one being the European and the London market one, and the other one being the Middle East and African one. In terms of asset allocation, we continue seeing these differences across the markets, also when it comes to underwriting leverage. Overall, I would say when it comes to operating performance, we've seen the introduction of IFRS 17 for the first time this year. And I would say that in terms of operating performance, we don't really see major changes in the key drivers. So overall, quite a bit of stability.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Jose, can you comment a little bit on the differences in the ERM assessments between Europe and London and the Middle East and African companies?
Sure. So I think the trend that we see in this ERM assessment is similar to prior years. So we have two very different markets in Europe and London. The market is much more developed. The level of regulation is much higher. Solvency II applies almost entirely across these markets. So this leads to very high standards in terms of ERM, and therefore our appropriate assessment is basically therefore the majority of insurers in these territories. Whereas for the other markets, Middle East and Africa, these are clearly less mature, less developed markets with overall a lower level of regulatory scrutiny. So because of this, I would say we have a significant weight of the appropriate assessment with about 60%. But then the weight of the lower assessments, which are weak and marginal, is also higher again due to the lower level of development and less regulatory scrutiny. So this is a trend that we've seen in recent years and that continues to apply.
Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.